Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Yeah. Number one motivational podcast on the planet, all that great stuff. I know. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Hey, it's Sam Crowley. I'm picking up right where off, okay, right in the previous podcast, January 23rd, 2015. I'm on a rant. I'm in rant mode. I'm talking about being an advocate for you. But your dream can't speak. You've got to speak for your dream. I was talking about my baby being in children's hospital. Man, we are advocates for the best care we can possibly get for her. When you're an entrepreneur, you got to be an advocate for the best care you can possibly get for you. What are you doing about you? What are you doing? I get people all the time. This is where I left off on the previous show. People send me an email. Sam, I want to get out of my job, and I want to work with you one-on-one, and I'm going to be your dream client. I put a post on my Facebook page yesterday, that I was not going to Singapore. I put a copy of my airline ticket on there. I said, hey, I never went. Minneapolis to Tokyo, Tokyo to Singapore. I put the whole ticket out there. I didn't go. Because I wanted to be home with my family. But I'm also looking for, I'm going to take this time over the next 5 days to build up even more Podcast House, which is my exclusive, unique training. You know, I've got one of the longest running shows on iTunes, one of the most downloaded shows on iTunes in the motivational niche. And also, I want to work with people. I want clients, but I want dream clients. You know, I want people who have the investment to get moving forward, have the tenacity to get moving forward, and don't make excuses. And so, of course, what happens after I post something like that on Facebook? Bing, 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 bing. My inbox fills up, okay? Sam, I'm going to be one of your dream clients, okay? I'm going to this is the year that I make. I want so badly to get my message out there because I do speaker training. Guys, I'm building your entire presentation for you. You know what I'm talking about? It's like we're literally going slide by slide by slide, and I'm helping build your presentation. And so I put all that together, and people email me. And look, they're sincere. I have no doubt they've got some passion to get this done. But then I fire back, hey, that's great. Let's set up a 15-minute time to speak. I want to get on the phone with you. The investment's $5,000, $2,500 a month, 2-month minimum. All right? That's pennies. I mean, we're talking what? A little over $1,000 a week, maybe $1,250 a week. You can make 10 times that. You just get your brand going, build the list, and get moving. Just start selling it. But everybody looks at it as it's such a hurdle. You know, oh, okay. And guess what happens? 9 times out of 10, crickets. Wish I could make a cricket sound. I got a cricket sound. We had crickets in our wall one time, man. Let me take a side. Give me 60 seconds to tell the cricket story. My wife and I were living in an apartment in Buffalo, New York. Williamsville, a suburb of Buffalo, okay? And we had a cricket in our fireplace. It was so annoying. I mean, I can't even tell. We'd be sitting there watching TV. I remember it was the spring of 1997, and the Masters was on. And it was when Tiger Woods just went crazy at the won his first Masters by like a million strokes. And he was in the lead on Friday and never looked back. And I'm watching the Masters, and it was quiet, and I'm hearing, like, this cricket, and I thought it was on television, like at Augusta, you know? And I'm like, that ain't on television. That's, like, 3 feet from me. I look in the fireplace, and there's this cricket I couldn't find, but it was there. And, I mean, I started spraying aerosol everywhere and Raid, and I'm trying to just, like, kill this damn cricket because, or at least get him out of the apartment. It was driving me nuts. It would be 2 in the morning, and I hear the whole time, like, oh my God, I'm going insane. You ever want to torture somebody? Like at Guantanamo Bay, if they really, instead of waterboarding, they ought to put crickets in the cell and just let them make noise the whole time. You would never sleep. My wife goes to the grocery store, and she comes back like an hour later, and there's fire trucks in our apartment complex, like three of them with an ambulance and paramedics. She's like, oh, my God, because I told my wife, I'm going to burn this damn apartment building down just to get this one cricket out of here. Of course, she thinks, you know, I guess we didn't know each other well enough. At the time, we had just been engaged a little while. I think she seriously thought, she came back, that I had burned the damn apartment complex down just to get the one cricket out. And she, like, I went up with the apartment complex. And she frantically, like, throws her groceries down, and because the fire trucks were near where we were living, goes running like something out of a bad B movie you would find on Lifetime Channel or something. And it wasn't even our apartment. Somebody had, unfortunately, I think an older individual had gone into cardiac arrest and all these other things. So my wife comes running in. Oh, my God. I thought that you burnt the apartment down because it was I thought it was the cricket. I'm like, this cricket now has literally almost caused us to be divorced before we were ever married. Long story short, the cricket must have met his demise or jumped out of the apartment when we were going out the door, because about a week later, this had gone on for about 10 days, about a week after that fire truck incident, the cricket was no longer there. Okay. So, anyway, where was I? Oh, we were talking about crickets, because when I send somebody replies to my message, I don't hear it. I'll never hear back. And 9 times out of 10, it's just crickets. But that one person, says, Sam, the pain of going back is way more than the pain of moving forward. I don't care what the investment is or what the time invested is, what I got to do, I want out of my job, or I've been out of my job, and it's time I started taking my dream seriously and start becoming an advocate for my dream. You know what? That is the person who becomes successful. That's the Dr. V who posted on my wall yesterday. That is the individual who gets going, builds the brand, builds their own persona online, and understands that when they just get past that, like, you just got to push past that. It ain't easy, because if you haven't worked with your mind, it is very difficult. You haven't worked that muscle in a while. It's saying, like I said, it's saying that,
oh, they could do that with their eyes closed.
That's not a compliment. That is not a compliment. If somebody says you could do your job with your eyes closed, means you've become too comfortable. Comfortable kills. That's a saying. You should have that written everywhere. It should be your welcome message on your phone and your computer. Comfortable kills. It kills dreams. It kills bank accounts. It kills relationships. When you become too comfortable, you become complacent. When you become complacent, you begin taking things for granted. When you begin taking things for granted, you stop living. You know, you should be thinking, oh my God, it's 2015. When the hell am I going to start living? You feel me? Is this making any sense at all? Let me, this make any sense at all to you? What are you going to do? You know, you can't die a copy. You just can't die a copy. The thought should be going through your mind right now that you're going to shine the magnifying glass over just one thing. For me, it's coaching, consulting, and podcast house. Those are what you're going to see me talking about all the time now in February of 2015. I've got a purpose. I've got a passion. I've got a mission. Guys, I'm homebound in 2015. I've got a few speaking gigs here or there. The One More Breath tour starts. You know, the book comes out in the spring. But I'm going to be working from home, teaching you, working with you. I'm going to develop a lot more online content inside of our members area. Just make sure, I'm going to say it again, make sure you head over to Every Day is Saturday. Get your name and email on the list so you can be notified. A lot of this stuff will be free, guys. PDFs, videos, audios to help encourage you and motivate you. The good stuff, the secret sauce, is going to be inside our members area, and also when you and I coach. The video, I mean, everything that we're going to do together. But here's the one thing you got to remember, all right? You've got to be an advocate for your dream. Your dream can't speak. It can speak to you, but it can't speak to everybody else. How does the message get from 3 a.m. when you're woken up by, man, I got to get this done, to out there, to everybody else, so they can hear the message you have inside of you? What are you going to do, just die with it inside of you? Nobody's ever going to hear that? What a shame, man. Who have you been hanging around? Because that's the only way that your dream dies with you. Who the hell are you hanging around that's causing you not to take action? You know, I want to hear from you. Hit me up on Twitter. And that's a whole other topic too, Twitter. You know, I tell everybody, this show is going to end in a few minutes with a call to action. Hit me up on Twitter, @SamCrowley. But you won't. You won't. You'll go back to your average life with your average friends and your average dream and not do a damn thing about it. And then a year from now, you're going to complain that you're in the same spot or worse than you were the year before. Don't let that happen. You can't be like most people. Extraordinary lives come from extraordinary individuals, because we all got the dream, man. We all got the dream. How appropriate today, this week, I mean, January 19th, Martin Luther King Day. I have a dream. I saw people posting all about Dr. King on the internet, and I'm looking at them, and then the next day they're bitching and moaning about having to shovel their sidewalk or the relatives that dealing with them or their boss or everything like that. You think Dr. King would actually even give that any energy? You know, these are people who died for a cause, man. These are people who died for a cause. Me, I'm willing to die as an advocate for children at the hospital. I'm willing to die for that cause. I can't think of a better cause in the future of our country here, where I live in the United States and where you live. You got to have a cause. You got to have something that rattles you to your core. And if you don't, you just haven't been hanging around the right people that will get that to come out from inside of you. Let's go. Ready? Together. Hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley said, I have a dream. I want to hear that from you. At Sam Crowley on Twitter. Oh, by the way, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.